when looking at them through that lacy lens, showed me that when others see something good in me, or they see that I'm worthy of receiving something good, it will not come through, or it will come through, but it will be taken away or ruined, or I will be passed over. I knew immediately that I needed to take them through the work and reprogram each of those things, because they were what was keeping this vial from actually coming through. I wasn't aligned with it subconsciously.
Welcome to the Expanded Podcast with your host, Lacey Phillips. As a leading manifestation advisor with a process that's, well, radically different from the old New Age model, mine is rooted in psychology, neuroscience, and my energetic gifts. I created this podcast to help you expand your subconscious limiting beliefs about the potential of deserving the manifestations you're calling in. Therefore, you're tuning into this podcast series to show your subconscious that anything you desire is possible. And by pressing play, you've already started the process of manifesting it. Whew, week two down of this quarantine. So before I get started, I really, really hope that all of us are staying safe out there. May it be at home without a paycheck. May it be the people that are still having to go into work and don't have the privilege of staying home. Those on the front lines, like my mom, who's a paramedic, who was actually just sent home a few days ago with these exact symptoms. And for those of us in our lives who directly have family members we love or loved ones that have immune systems that are compromised, or elders that they're very concerned about, it is so important to stay as safe as possible, to take all of the precautions that are being suggested to us. That is so, so important. And of course, the collective is going through so much right now. We have so much information being bombarded at us. So whether you're struggling financially, in health, mental health, fear and isolation for the first time, I just really want to acknowledge that we are all going through this together. We're all in this together, and we're all here at TBM holding space. In my heart, in our hearts, there isn't a day that goes by inside. We're not jumping on calls all day long to be like, how can we support this community better? How can we show up? Because this is such an optimal time to be manifesting, but there is so much going on that is painful and is hard and is real. So most importantly, feel your feelings that are coming up right now. They are real. They are probably going to span across the spectrum and oscillate between emotions and things you may have never experienced before. Not many of us in this generation has experienced what we're experiencing now. And within this paradigm shift that's happening, which has been predicted across every spiritual board I've ever known, may it be human design, astrology, kundalini, I mean, everywhere I've ever heard of information, we've been coming and leading up to this point. And it's not really my job to cover that or many other things. My job is manifestation energetics. It's what I know, it's what I understand, and it's what I've been asked to share over and over again. So that's what I'm going to do in the beginning of this episode, to support my community and most importantly, empower you, because again, there is so much potential to manifest right now. Last week, you heard me at the top of the episode go into a little overview of the energetics at play right now, and I know many would like me to elaborate, to have some direction during this time, and certainly I want to go over this for our members so we know exactly where to point you of what work to be doing right now, because everything you've been doing in the pathway has prepared you for this moment. This is the time to double down on your work. So I'm going to give you a little overview of that. So though it feels like we are in uncharted territory, the most important thing to remember is that the universe is here to support us, even when it doesn't feel like it. Energetically, we are all being asked to face our deepest fears. I underline our deepest fears. Why? So that we can find our new edge. It's kind of like in yoga. Which is a really silly analogy for this time, but those who have practiced before understand when you're stretching deeply and you hit that point where things hurt and it doesn't feel like you can go any further, and then you breathe and you go deeper, that's your new edge. And we're all being pushed to find our new edge, to understand the depths of our potential. And why? Because we are going to be developing a deep trust muscle. And for each of us, circumstantially, this is presenting differently based on our own paths. So if I were to give you an energetic visual of who will find magnetism during this time and manifest, I want you to picture a warrior in the face of their greatest darkness. And this warrior, what it's doing, so again, energetically, it's finding a sense of calm that they didn't even know they had, and leaning into their fears with strength and resilience. Because at the end of the day, once we overcome all of our fears, especially our deepest, darkest ones, the ones where it's like, you know, I used to have them. My deepest, darkest one when I was waitressing was, oh my gosh, if I lose my job, I'm going to have to move back home with my parents. I will have failed. I won't have made it. And I did have to face that at one point. And when we face that and we get on the other side of it and I get back into my path and my dream, when we face that, then what is there to stop us from anything? So we're going to be facing our deepest fears and creating magnetism on the other side of it. And globally right now, there's a big paradigm shift happening, and we're being called to outgrow old patterns and cross into consciousness. So we're being forced to grow our nervous system much stronger than we even knew imaginable. And before this pandemic and economic dismantling, each of us was consciously or unconsciously manifesting our soul's greatest needs, wants, and purpose. So now we're being forced to immediately release anything that isn't serving us or isn't aligning with that. And it's really a beautiful thing, even though it's so frightening, it's creating new space. And though overwhelmingly scary, again, I know that and I want to emphasize that, it's making way for us to fill it, that empty space, with what our soul is here to manifest. So Plato philosophizes, necessity is the mother of invention. Well, right now, necessity is going to guide us into connecting with our soul's complete truth, strength, capability, and power. So to touch on it again, this new edge will be the most valuable tool that you will gain from this. I really want people to take the time to sit and philosophize what their new edge is in this moment, in this experience. So in this moment today, I really want everybody to sit and think about what is the new edge you're being pushed against, because it is going to be the tool that is going to change everything in terms of your magnetism. Why? Because it'll establish a new threshold of trust and confidence in the universe to guide you on your path. So I remember the most rock bottom-y places I've been in, and I want you to take yourself there too. This most scary, fearful, heartbreaking rock bottom, what you received from that, not only were you being rock bottom again to connect with exactly what you were calling in, being so close to you, but the biggest gift that you receive at the bottom of it. So for instance, let's take the fear that, you know, and this is universal, the fear that the person you're with that you love the most could walk out on you and leave because things aren't going well and it seems like they're coming to an end. And so one is dog paddling to make it survive and make it breathe and make it work. And then they leave you. I mean, I had this happen. It leave you for someone else even. I mean, just the most heart-shattering thing. And at the depths, at the bottom of that, once that's been faced, you never have to really fear that scenario again. Once you're through the trauma, once you've actually put in the work to get through the trauma, to get into your worth, to realize how valuable you are and how you may have been settling so much in that relationship, for instance, at the bottom of that, you will have this trust muscle that's going to allow you, for instance, to make magic darks have such a bigger threshold before you'll crumble and give in to your old low self-worth situation that you're manifesting out of, or test will become super easy to pass because, oh my gosh, you've already had the Band-Aid ripped. You've already experienced the worst case scenario in the situation. Or for instance, when it comes to, like the example earlier, the discernment to leave a situation, may it be a job, may it be a living situation, may it be something in your career that you really have to jump off a cliff of, that you've been afraid, maybe in corporate for so many years and you have this passion that you need to innovate right now, you know, or whatever that will be, this threshold is going to give you the tools to be able to do that, to be able to understand how to survive, how to have the strength, and most importantly, to have the spiritual wherewithal to truly dance fearlessly with the universe. So this will be a challenging time. It's going to challenge you. But what it's going to give you the true gift of is to look far beyond that glass ceiling that your subconscious once thought was possible. So for our members, this is how we really recommend navigating this new threshold. That's what I'm going to start calling this time, you know, a new threshold, because it's such a beautiful gift. Well, let's get into how to navigate it. Number one, to our Pathway members, it's okay to feel all of our feelings, but I really, really encourage people to lean into our fears when we can. Sometimes it's so debilitating and it feels so overwhelming. That's when it's time to feel and nurture ourselves. And then once we get on the other side of that, because we're resilient humans are so resilient, that's when it's time to lean in deeper. But it's the action steps that we take that will create the magnetism. So when we're feeling our feelings and fears hit us, it's so important to subconsciously take to our DREs to address them, to unblock. You have all of those DREs in there as a resource. May it be prosperity or lack, may it be triggers, may it be fear of health and body and wellness. I mean, there's a slew of them. Take to the DREs. Once you've looked at them and unblocked them subconsciously, the conscious action step, no matter how small that you take, right now needs to demonstrate the opposite of what you're fearing. So how in manifestation, the opposite always creates the magnetism. An example of this that I used to do, when I would feel deeply in lack and I would be so fearful and no money was coming in, I would have to counteract that, doing the subconscious work, and then in the conscious space, counteract that. I would go and give $2 or $3 to the homeless man on the street. I needed to give an action step to show the universe that I wasn't going to be confined in my fear. In fact, I was going to do the opposite that creates magnetism to create some flow. So it's not about the fact, the amount of money, for instance, that I'm handing the homeless man. It's that I'm walking through my fear that, oh my gosh, money isn't coming in, and I'm going to take the little I'm comfortable with and have right now and give that because I'm not going to live in fear. And this is a practice, right? Pushing through our thresholds, it takes practice, it takes time, it takes developing a trust muscle. Many of us in our different circumstances are being forced to face that right now in this paradigm. So just know, you know, it takes practice, and that's okay. That's part of pushing through a new threshold. Just again, back to that yoga analogy, the breath in, leaning deeper, and it hurts, it's painful, it's scary. That's what this is like. So that's number one. Number two, blinders are so important right now. And it's not to be confused with being an ostrich with our head under the sand. So a really important thing when we're doing blinders is ask ourselves, how can we be socially conscious and help our fellow community while also keeping our manifestation boundaries right now against the societal messages we're receiving that directly rebuttals what we're manifesting? So for instance, if one is still manifesting a job in this moment, you're going to be hearing everything societally, like you can't get a job, it's impossible, there are no jobs, there is no work. And the one thing I will tell you in manifestation, I know this for sure, I saw this through the recession, I've seen it through many down points in society. Yes, this feels like uncharted territories, of course, but you can always still manifest. And I'm going to get into that later because it's really important to show that expansion right now. So for you, if you are manifesting that, it's just as if how you picked up societal messaging when you were young that counteracted your worth and you put on your blinders. You have to do the work to be like, nope, that's not my truth. My truth right now, there's always opportunity. The universe is always co-creating with me. You've got to put on your blinders. So this isn't not being socially conscious and not helping out your fellow community. It's what am I manifesting right now in this point in time that I have to put blinders on to that specific thing, not take in what everybody's telling me or everybody's saying that's rebutting what I'm manifesting, and do your due diligence to continue to manifest that thing and to continue to follow the steps of manifesting that thing. It is possible. We'll get into that. 3. To the expander piece, what is endlessly helpful in this moment is going to be hearing from expanders in this community who are continuing to manifest incredible things during this time. They're all over the Facebook group still. We're pulling them on Instagram. We'll be sharing those on Fridays with swipe ups to show you that many people are still manifesting right now. And so I'm going to also be sharing a couple of those after I talk about these energetics to help expand people in this moment still. So take to the Facebook group, ask people, throw out some chains and ask, like, what are you still manifesting in these last 2 weeks? What have you manifested, big or small? You have to continue to be expanded. So that's part of the blinders. It's part of counter expanding out of everything you're hearing socially right now directly to what you're manifesting. That is still possible. So, you know, those who are single and who are manifesting relationship, because we can't physically go out and meet in person, a lot of people are like, man, just as I was ready to start manifesting dating again, this happens. And it's like, no way. You can still get on the apps. You can still FaceTime. You can talk. And that's happening in the Facebook groups. I've seen people who are reporting like, in this quarantine time, I matched with this person and we've talked now for 6 hours and he seems to cross everything on my list. So it's really important to continue expanding during this time. 4, everyone, I repeat, everyone should be doing up-level right now. You either fall into 3 categories. You fall into a rut. So a rut looks like the person who before this, again, was unconsciously or consciously calling in their soul's greatest needs and desires and wants. And many of us were probably on paths that didn't totally align with that. May it have been paths that our parents told us we needed to follow, society told us we needed to follow, we are following to be safe. And the beauty, again, of this crazy pandemic, this crazy upheaving of what's happening in society, is it instantly will again knock us off the wrong alignment path. So that would be somebody who's been in a rut and now they're experiencing the rut. You know, they're really seeing it in real time. May have actually hit some people into rock bottom. You know, it may have been, they may have been earthquaked off that path of non-alignment, or somebody in the rut right now may still be in that path and it's dwindling and getting smaller and smaller. The rut looks like if you got earthquaked. So the rug fully pulled out from under you. May it have been financially in a relationship. May you have never dealt with isolation before and not being around people. So that would be somebody in a rock bottom. And what's obviously going on there that you'll learn about is the universe. You've been calling in, again, consciously or unconsciously, something that you really want, and it's orbiting very closely around you. And the universe has to earthquake you into growing your self-worth fast enough to align with it because it's really ready to come through. So that would be the rock bottomer. And of course, there might be the up-levelers. So the people who are in their aligned paths, it's still going okay, but they're taking in so much societal programming right now that they're not worthy of up-leveling, that it can't happen right now because of the economy or because of isolation or however you're directly being affected. It's time to double down on taking things to the next level. So up-level the workshop within the pathway is the most important one during this time, and certainly somebody who's dealing with immense lack. You must go and do unblocked money, or at least while you're doing up level, one part in the day, do the prosperity DRE. It's so important. I have many of my friends and loved ones that are continuing to do that. I'll give an example. Even Max, you know, he has a clothing brand. He has been so freaked out right now with a small clothing brand that I'm like, you have to stop tuning into the messaging, please. This is the ultimate time to be manifesting. He's been doing the prosperity DRE every day. Got a call yesterday. I won't go into details because that's his personal life, but got a call with a whole new portal yesterday that's going to be bringing in what he was making in a week every single week for him during this time. Portals are possible. Manifestation is possible. If you're dealing with any form of lack, please be doing that prosperity DRE every day in conjunction with where you are and up level. 5, recognize and reward yourself when you can feel the new edge that you're pushing against. It's uncomfortable. It's scary. It takes a lot of emotional waves, deep breathing, pauses. And when you know you've reached it, do something to reward yourself. I don't care if it's like a little piece of chocolate. I don't care if it's calling a friend on FaceTime and telling them. Whatever you can do to reward yourself, because it's going to continue to help you push further and further against that threshold, which is going to be the gift everybody will reap through this. So those are our 5 steps. I encourage everybody, because this is the place where you will have this recording living. You're going to hear it right now and you're going to be like, oh, I feel such a sense of relief. Okay, great. I know what's going on. And then for some, 20 minutes later, you're going to be freaked out again. 2 days later, for others, a couple hours, a week later, please come back and listen to the energetics over and over and over again. It is what is going to get you through this time. It's going to get you back on track, and it's going to get you manifesting during this time and on the other side of this time. So, like I pointed out in number 3 of that roadmap of how to navigate this quarantine, this pandemic, and certainly this instability in the economy, we have this little series during this time called #StayInTrust, where we'll be sharing what our community is manifesting, even in these difficult times, directly when this virus broke out, well, 2 weeks ago for us. To show you that it is possible to be manifesting right now, expand you, that your manifestations are possible, and certainly on the other side of this, even though it feels so uncertain. So please share your manifestations with us, #StayInTrust. You can share them in the Facebook group. We have a link below, and you can also send us a recording of yourself sharing them. Be an expander during this time when you're manifesting really kismet things, because it's going to help everybody else stay on track manifesting themselves. Here's the first one. I did unblock love last week and got back on Bumble. I matched with a guy that I had matched with before but never ended up messaging. His profile seemed boring. He updated his profile recently and we had something in common, so I messaged him this time. We've now spent 6 hours talking over the phone the last 2 days, and wow. No red flags so far, checking off so many boxes on my list. It's crazy. It is totally possible to manifest now. I'm actually just going to speak on this one for a minute, because the very first thing, many of our team members are dating. And the very first thing I said was, this is going to be the best time for dating and manifestation, because you can't make all the mistakes in dating. And I'm not going to say mistakes, but often, wherever our worth is at, we will still run into the fire and go on the date with the people that are totally red flags. They're wrong for us. We won't follow the suggestions and unblock love. You know, we'll sleep with them. We'll just do a lot of low self-worth behavior. And this time is actually awesome, because it's making us weed out our tests so much quicker. We literally can't leave our house and energetically communicate the things we would have before that are low self-worth behavior as easily. So I just want to make that note for anybody who's like, I can't date during this time. It's actually a fantastic time to be still doing unblock love and manifesting. Here's the second. A bit of positive news for anyone thinking you can't manifest in a global crisis. I sold my house on Saturday whilst in lockdown. After my house opens, had all been canceled. I've been in a magic dark for 6 months, but I trusted it would happen, and it did. Now I'm about to manifest myself the perfect next home, and I'll manifest someone to help me move whilst we're still in quarantine. This is just the universe clearing space for all of us to have a fresh start. It's always darkest before the dawn. Don't lose hope, fellow manifestors. XX. Yep. So that's just another one I want to say yep to, because we all get that based on the roadmap I gave earlier. Here's the third. We had to add this one because it's actually really, I think, can make us all have a chuckle during this time with the toilet paper crisis. I manifested a bidet. I've been wanting one for a long time, but especially with the lack of toilet paper, it's been on my mind. My friend said he and his wife got a bidet and I got very excited. Then he messaged me the next day saying the company sent them an extra one. They just dropped it off at my house, feeling so grateful, and it was the boost I needed because I've been out of work and feeling the heaviness of the world. Who says you can't manifest during the recession? So I think that can lift all of our spirits and bring a little bit of a smile and just show and expand the littlest things are possible, you know? I think many of us, I actually will be really honest with that. I had a moment. I was there at the store and there was a ton of toilet paper. The next day I got there and there wasn't any. There hasn't been any since. And Max and I just got down to two rolls and I was like, well, we're going to get creative. And we have a septic in Topanga and up at the House of Mariposa. So getting creative is not the best idea. You know, it's not regular sewage, but Max ended up winning a pack on eBay. So if anybody's short, eBay is a place to look. But yeah, I think that's one that can bring a smile to all of our faces. And here's the fourth. My first kind of big manifestation. I've been doing the work on and off almost a year, but since I got a cold last week and went into isolation, I've done it every day. I've been doing the rut and the health and body DRE. A couple of weeks ago, I updated my list and I put 5K on it just for fun. Today, my accountant told me I'd be getting 5K as a refund on my tax return. What? I'm a non-specific MG. So stoked and ready to double down on the work as I just lost my job due to Corona. I'm not even worried though. Smiley face, heart. So for those of you in the pathway, you now have the roadmap with these energetics, knowing how to navigate doing the work chops, whether it's unblocked love, it's unblocked money, the DREs, and up level. For those of you who are curious of joining the pathway or just want to access one of those workshops or a couple of them, use the code STARTMANIFESTING all caps to receive $1 for your first month of your pathway membership. So to help anybody who is in a financial crisis this month, you will only be paying $1 for your first month of the entirety of the membership, and then your second month, the normal rate will kick in. Or for those who just want to try out, again, just a couple of the a la carte workshops, you can use the code all caps, QUARANTINE50, to receive 50% off of all of our a la carte workshops. And for anybody who is just needing free relief right now, we have a free quarantine roadmap that we put out last week. You can see it linked below, and that will give you some resources, free resources of just how to get back into neutral right now, to get back into calm, and to have some resources to help you keep your subconscious in alignment with neutrality. We're also going to be recording an episode of Expanded where anybody in the community can write in their questions they have right now. So you'll see that linked below for Expanded. Ask your questions because we will be doing an episode for our members and we may be releasing it here on the podcast as well. And today we thought, what better of a time to release our newest series called Everyday Energetics, which was recorded before the pandemic, but is so applicable because so many people are directly dealing with their triggers and they are going to be navigating the workshops. So in this, you're going to hear about our members' process of how they specifically feel a trigger, take it through the work, and get on the other side of it. It's going to be immensely helpful because I'd hope everybody is partaking in one of the DIs right now. May it be a pathway members, may it be people joining a la carte, or those who are engaged with the quarantine roadmap. This is going to give you some beautiful perspective, and I think they're very applicable for this moment in time, especially our second guest. Let's get into it. Welcome to this new podcast series, which is titled Everyday Energetics. And the way that this was founded is that the team, we all sat around in quarter one in the new year, coming up with planning the entire year of how we were going to support our members deeper. And it was actually Amanda Blair, who you can hear linked below in a former episode, and you're going to get to know her a lot more in the coming months. She came up with this concept. She said, wouldn't it be very helpful if we took a member or multiple members, we had them highlight a trigger they've been experiencing that has been really triggering for them lately, exactly how they took it through the workshops and had an unblocking to show that clarity to support our other members deeper. And we all went, oh my gosh, that's incredible. Yes. So This has been in the making for a couple of months, and just know that any of you can submit below with a link of your everyday energetics, because we're really looking to any of our members to support our other members. And we want to let you know that we're keeping these entirely anonymous, because I think that just opens up a lot of space for sharing, safety, and going deep. And another thing that I want to make a note of before we get into this is it's so important to understand that the people who are really having extraordinary manifestations through this work, and our whole goal at this company is to make this an entirely step-by-step process so that it's very simplistic and you're not dealing with any manifestation, superstition, rhetoric jumbo, such as stay in the vortex, which is incredibly abstract. And what the fuck is a vortex for a lot of newbies, right? So this is really going to highlight that step-by-step experience. And a big thing to recognize when you listen to the other podcast segment, The Process, which are actual people's full process to manifest, this is actually showing you an unblocking, or you're listening to these members, the through line you're going to witness is the people who are manifesting extraordinary things aren't just dipping their toes in the work, they are all in. And a great example of that has actually been my dad and Max lately, my fiance, who are doing the work. My dad, who has been skipping around through the workshops, not doing any of the DIs, calling me about questions. The people who are manifesting extraordinary things, may it be relationships, money, financial success, career, new homes, a better sense of self. These are the ones who are all in. They are doing the workshops entirely, doing the ones suggested exactly how they are supposed to when you log into the pathway, and we have a start here. And they are the ones who are then kind of making it their own in their own process, which you'll learn today with our first guest. So when the DIs weren't really serving her and she wasn't getting a lot of clarity in them, she switched it up where she does them on walks and then she talks it aloud. She found her own process. They're also the people that are listening to every supported episode, and that's our class inside the pathway once a month, where Jessica Gill, my co-host, and I, we go through and we answer everybody's questions. And you're going to hear a lot about that in this. And then certainly it's the people that are listening to every podcast episode. So they're the people who are really down the rabbit hole. Same with me doing like the Bean Protocol or anything I find fascination with. I crack the code by doing it all the way. So I just want to make that really known. And then the other thing I want to let you know, link down below, we are going to share. There are going to be two members today, and they mention how they took their trigger through multiple workshops. So we will have the roundup below so that you can come back and reference it anytime that you may have a similar trigger. For instance, our first guest big trigger, which I think is very relatable, is everyone needs to like me. So when that comes up for you in the future after listening to this, you'll be able to go back and check out in the show notes her roundup of how she took that exact trigger through exact days of workshops and roadmaps and exactly how she tackled it. And same with member two. So without further ado, let's get into guest one. Everyone needs to like me is the trigger.
Every day we face new triggers, and it's really up to us to notice if they're happening more and more. And what's the pattern behind it? Where did we pick it up? And how can we deal with it? And so a trigger that I'm facing recently, which when I think about it, has been going on for the last probably 35 years, is really about feeling like, you know, it's important to me to be liked by everyone, which really is actually, for me, about rejection. So when I realized this was happening with someone in my life, over and over again, and every time I saw this person, I was feeling really less than. I knew I needed to dig in. So I started with the trigger DRE, which led me to listen to number 16 of Supported, which is on triggers. And the more I dug, I realized I had to go back and listen to Autonomy within Inner Child. And then to finish it off, I did the Elements Roadmap, and specifically Free.
What I especially loved about her process is the flow of her workshops. She has done this work through and through for 2 years now, and she knows exactly, because she's so familiar with the workshops, having done them, that she knew exactly what days, which spot, which episode to listen to, and which roadmap to engage in. And that's how you start to make this your own.
So how I started it is like I normally do. Out in nature, because it makes me feel really calm and relaxed. And so I started to listen to the DRE while I was walking on the beach. My feet felt grounded on the sand, the ocean breeze, and the waves let me feel relaxed to open this box on not feeling. I talked out loud, which really works for me. And then I started to write notes into my phone, and so that by the time I got home, I could journal it. Again, this is what works for me, and I found that it really helped me process each time I was in a different element.
I also love that she created her own process around the DI. She didn't go, the DI is not working, I'm not getting clarity, nothing's coming up. She went, no, I'm going to figure out how to make this DI work for me because I want my manifestation and I want the life that I deserve. So this is a real licensing to make this process your own. So for instance, when she decided that she was going to take walks in nature and ground and listen to them and then speak them aloud and go journal on them, that walking in nature, listening and speaking aloud, she's still in an alpha to theta state because she's in a hypnotic state. It's the same as when we're driving in a car and we're thinking and we forget everything we've passed for the last 5 minutes. We're in an alpha to theta state. So she's still bringing her subconscious mind forward, turning that off. And that's where we're making neuroplasticity movement and headway.
So while doing the trigger diary, I started with being frustrated that a certain person in my life doesn't say thank you when I do things for her. She doesn't acknowledge me half the time when we're around each other. She seems to be almost like too cool for me. And whenever I would leave her, I would feel so annoyed. And I made the situation be that she was the one with the problem. Of course, I didn't want to take any blame for it. But when I dug into it, it turned out that being around her made me feel insecure, which I never would have thought. You know, she wasn't giving me the words of affirmation like thank you or, you know, asking me about myself. So it made me feel rejected. And it wasn't until I went through this process, this exercise really today, to figure out that rejection was really the root of all of this. So within supported number 16, Lacey talks about the energy of rejection. What is she mirroring back to me? And I found that my self-worth is still connected to being accepted or liked by others. So caring what someone thinks is keeping me small. And the energy is really being like, you know, she's feeling that. I know that she can feel that. And of course, I didn't realize it until I started to realize it. So when I went back into inner child and listened to autonomy, I can see the rejection that I tied to feeling unlovable.
I really like that she knew specifically in autonomy, which is an inner child. So it's unblocked inner child. When we recommend to do the start here of the workshops, we say start with how to manifest, go to inner child, and then go to shadow. She knew because all of our blocks literally live through the lens of the age that we imprinted them. She knew autonomy was the perfect day.
You know, my mom broke up with a boyfriend when I was 5 because I didn't have a good feeling about him. You know, I know it's strange to think that a 5-year-old could have such strong feelings, but I mean, I ended up being right. This was a person who wasn't a good man. And as a 5-year-old, I felt it very strongly. And so in turn, she made me feel rejected because she ended up breaking up with him, but didn't make me feel good about it. You know, she didn't give me hugs and the extra attention because she was upset. And I very much felt that, you know, I was trying to please her to feel loved and it wasn't working. And that's when the worrying really set in. And when I think about how do I get a healing in this situation when I can see myself being this little kid who needed to feel loved, You know, I feel like it comes in two forms. As a child, I needed her to tell me that I was the priority and that she loved me enough to trust that if this man didn't make me feel safe, you know, that she would remove him from our life and to always tell her when I felt unsafe. So I can picture her hugging me and it feels warm and comforting. But as an adult looking at this, I can see that she didn't love me any less. She definitely was disappointed that a five-year-old was picking who she could and couldn't date. And you know what? She also was a really busy single mom. So when I felt as though she was brushing me off, she was doing all of the things alone. So as I'm writing this and saying it out loud, it's very reinforcing for me. It doesn't diminish the feeling I felt as a child. But I can truly see that was a story I carried for a long time, and that can really be put to rest. I mean, you know, that little moment of feeling the rejection, which truly wasn't actually the case, has carried on for over 30 years. And I can see all of the friends and the coworkers and the ex-boyfriends that I tried so hard to please so I couldn't feel rejected, and really it was about feeling loved because I tied love to feeling worthy. And so in realizing it has nothing to do with the actual people, and it has to do with me feeling not good enough and me feeling rejected and insecure, if I can't make someone happy and not good enough, which equates to low self-worth, was this like reoccurring theme that like played over and over again. And so to get a healing that I know I need, I went back to the magnetism, the free elements roadmap. And, you know, not feeling free was very tied to being accepted by others. So focusing on accepting myself in all aspects to feel free is very important to me.
And I love for her to get a healing. We say that in the DI and that confuses a lot of people. We're like, get a healing now. I love that she saw her mom hugging her and telling her what her little self needed. So when we're saying get a healing, we're actually telling you to do whatever you need to do in that moment. And you may revisit this exact DI multiple times and you'll need different things each time, but you do exactly what you need to do to be in your power after, or your self-worth after. So that imprinted experience switches into self-worth. That's where the gold is, because as we know with this process of manifestation, self-worth is the law of attraction. And then I think it's really important that, you know, which I explained in the beginning, we tend to loop. So our blocks are looping in our subconscious mind of those exact moments we picked up triggers. And you're going to hear that from both of our guests today. That we need to find that exact loop, that exact block. And it might take us, you know, exploring. She might have explored in the autonomy DI and not really found it there. So she may have needed to go to the daily reprogramming exercise and then use that shadow and inner child integration one. So it's about, again, giving the licensing to explore and find your own process. And then again, I just want to hammer on the head, as I did in the beginning, nothing is our parents' fault. And she witnessed that. She got to see through her inner child's lens, get the healing. And then she got to see as her adult self, oh my gosh, it was just my single mom trying to make ends meet. She was busy. Of course, she was having her own experience of grief. But I mean, I've got to give her mom a lot of credit for listening to her five-year-old daughter. My mom never listened, really, when I didn't want her to date people that weren't great. So I do have to give her mom a ton of credit for that. But she got to empathize and understand her mother. That's a deeper healing, right? That's a conscious reinforcement of the subconscious new neural pathways she's created. So that's consciously reinforcing this deeper healing.
After dipping into all of these different programs, I feel so much lighter. I found, yet again, I was making this particular person, in my life be wrong for not being me. You know, she doesn't have the same needs as me. She doesn't need to give words of affirmation. I also saw that every time I interacted with her, she could feel myself not being authentic with her. My guard was up, you know? It wasn't down because I was waiting for her to take it down. Wanting her to like me didn't have anything to do with her at all. So it didn't feel genuine. And how can she like me if I'm not even giving her the real me with no expectations? Again, this is just one single situation. I can honestly say I'm sure I've done it over and over again to other people. And so, you know, to really try and work on this relationship, which is just the beginning for me to start to look at some of these other relationships, I saw her that same day that I did all of this. And I did all of the work, and as I was driving over to go see her, I decided I wanted to change my energy. I wanted to show up as me, as my full authentic self, and I wanted to treat her the way that I would want her to be treated without any outcomes tied to it. And it ended up being the best interaction we've ever had. I'd been waiting for her to try with me, yet I hadn't shown up for her. And I can honestly say it felt really good to show up as me, to not go in with any expectations of how she was going to be. And I'm realizing that as a manifesting generator, you know, she was picking up on all of this exuberant energy that I was feeling. And because I was going in feeling like rejected, I was not being lit up. I wasn't being myself, and I was feeling frustrated. And I can't change all the rejection or the insecurity with people pleasing in my past, but I can change how it is going forward. And as soon as I feel it, like, I'll look to see, who am I showing up as? Am I faulting someone for not being me? Am I looking for my ego to be stroked? Am I feeling insecure in other areas and projecting it onto this person? This trigger is also tied to new people following me on social media due to the podcast with Lacey. You know, I do have some fears. Will everyone like me in the day-to-day when I'm not being an expander and speaking on to be magnetic? And the answer is some will and some won't. But as long as I show up as my most authentic self, I have to accept me, and that's what counts.
This deeper shift of that old negative loop dropping off to now have a quicker positive loop of worth, where this once was a block, now it's going to be, I mean, with some more reinforcing, meaning when she shifted her energy, when she went to see this person who triggers her, that's another form of conscious reinforcing. So the more that we're subconsciously and consciously reinforcing, that's the quicker we're building that new neural pathway that's now going to loop on self-worth. I don't need to please everybody. One thing I love that she said was, even after being on the podcast, I was afraid, but not everybody's going to love me, you know? And that's like, that's the ultimate healing. When we have this trigger, I think many people harbor this trigger. That's the ultimate place to get to.
And so when I start to think about what my latest manifestation is, and as an MG, you know, it could change all the time based on something else I find or something I'm lit up. And, you know, I think that my latest manifestation is to start to work with the Tumi Magnetic team, the community, to moving in really in excavating blocks and being free from fear of rejection keeps me in my highest, most energetic self. And I'm looking forward to showing up as me, not having a fear of rejection, because that's only keeping me small. You know, looking back in these different areas, I can see that what I thought was rejection really was just a single mom trying to do the best that she can.
You know, again, I really want to talk about trauma as a spectrum. So in that moment when she felt her mom rejecting her, that's trauma, because that rejection's a form of abandonment, especially if you're enmeshed with your mom, which she shared that she was very enmeshed with her mom. It's like a deep form of abandonment, taking away her security, ripping that out. So that's a huge thing to look at. Trauma isn't always this like In fact, many times trauma is very unspoken and it's just rooted in abandonment, shame, unlovable. So it really, really recognizing every human has trauma. It's the most democratic experience because it's the human experience. So really important. And then I really loved how she highlighted that what she was projecting, she received. So we got to hear in real time that she did all of this work. And then when she went to see her trigger, that person who triggers her, she was received totally differently. Why? Because she was projecting something different, first on a subconscious level, which then was taken up more in a conscious level. And now they're working and co-creating together with the universe. So that was a really clear outline of how to take your trigger through the workshops. And remember, you can always click in the show notes to find her roundup of how she worked that trigger through the workshops to get an unblocking. Now let's move into guest number two, which is financial scarcity into peace.
10 years ago, I started a business with my husband. We actually released our marriage in 2018. And after uncoupling, I took on a more active role in the business until it became clear in 2019 that it wasn't the best for any of us. And he offered to buy me out and I agreed. He had to round up the funds from outside sources. And once those were secured, we planned for me to leave the business in January of 2020 to give me time to finish out the year and the projects that I had started. So a few days before Christmas, I checked in with him to iron out the logistics of the buyout. And he said that the person who had verbally committed to give us the funds a few months before was ghosting him. And he wasn't sure what was going to happen, but for sure the money at the moment was not in place. What was amazing is that I had like absolute peace at that point. And I even said it out loud, like, I don't know why, but I have absolute peace about this. I didn't have like a flicker of fear. But that only lasted a few hours because my mind got a hold of the situation and looking at it on paper, it was really dismal. I had maxed out a credit card, had a personal loan to settle. I was 5 figures in debt to the state of California for taxes, and that was coming due in mid-January. And in addition to all of that financial stuff, I had emotionally moved on from the business and was already starting a new one that is in complete alignment with who I am and what I'm about and where I'm headed. Suddenly things came to a screeching halt and I was having to turn back around and give my precious projector energy to something I had already let go of. I thought about losing my house, filing for bankruptcy, jacking my gorgeous credit. And a few hours after that initial email came from him, I had a knock at the door. And it was a new vacuum that I'd order on sale after Christmas. When I opened the door and saw it sitting there, my knee-jerk response was, put it in the car, take it back to Costco right now. You need the money you spent on this. But I realized that that was old scarcity thinking. So I brought the box into the house and I let it sit there. And I thought to myself, you know what? The most powerful thing that I could do right now is cut the box open and show the universe that I'm not dicking around. So I did. What came next were a few weeks of magic dark, like everything was upended. And I had been working through up level because everything was about to change for me in January. But then the buyout sort of fell out, went to the side, whatever. And so I found I was doing a lot of trigger DREs.
So I love that she highlighted in this that when she received the vacuum, most of us in that position, when we feel like a wave is crashing down on us. So what she was experiencing in this, if you're not familiar, was a quick rock bottom. Like, whoa, I thought everything was going fine. And then out of nowhere, I'm earthquaked. And now everything's not fine anymore. And in fact, it's mounting. So in a rock bottom, just to re-educate anybody who might not be familiar, a rock bottom is when the universe very quickly earthquakes you or pulls the rug of security out from under you, not just financial. This can be applicable to everything because exactly what you've been manifesting is orbiting around you and it needs to connect with you a lot quicker than the rate of which you're growing your self-worth. And so as we learned in that, she had a very specific block that was still projecting out into the universe of why she wasn't worthy of having this opportunity and reaping the benefits from it. And so therefore, the universe was like, yo, you have to work this out because your subconscious is still projecting that. And your self-worth then, that's your energetic law of attraction, your self-worth isn't in alignment with this opportunity and reaching and reaping the benefits. Therefore, She knew that she needed to be, I think it sounded like she was an up level. So up levels are workshop with three different workshops inside of it. The rut, the rock bottom, and next level. It sounded like she might have been doing next level because everything was flowing. And then the universe was like, ha, if you really want the next level of things, you really want all that stuff to come through that you're consciously or subconsciously asking for, I need to rock bottom you to deal with this block that's not allowing you to connect with that. And so getting back to the vacuum, because again, she's another member who doesn't just dip her toe into the work. She listens to all the supported episodes. I'm assuming she definitely listens to all the podcast episodes because that's where we've even had a call to action to be able to participate in Everyday Energetics. And she knew, based on the education, that if she were to send that vacuum back, it would have been like, I don't trust you, universe. Oh my God, I need to like unload and get a lot of money to deal with this circumstance. But she knew that she was actually very close to a manifestation and she actually needed to start communicating. I need to do everything on my end subconsciously. And then also in the conscious state, I need to stay in my worth because this is all about growing her worth to connect with that opportunity and reaping the benefits.
I had a lot of self-talk around the thought that I had really done my life really beautifully. I was able to end my marriage really beautifully, and I was gently leaving this business that I had been part of for 10 years, and my only hope was for it to thrive. And I really do give like love to those things, to my ex-husband and the father of my children and the business. And I just felt like, what the F? Like, what is happening? I felt like the rug was yanked hard, but it hadn't fully been pulled out. And I was still just trying to kind of get my bearings. And I definitely had moments of crying like a baby and had to be held, mothered, and fathered by my beloved. But that was just an honest and necessary part of this conscious process. But mostly there's just a lot of confusion and fear about what was going to happen.
What I really love that she touched on is exiting her last partnership, both literally her partnership and business partnership, same thing, with grace and consciousness. That's something you learn about in Unblocked Rock Bottom. And you certainly know about that if you're a next level, up level person. And so she really talked about navigating this with grace. And that is a huge energetic. You can find that again in Unblocked Rock Bottom. When you are coming from that state of being, and this isn't something you can fake entirely, it's something you have to literally, I remember when I used to ride horses with my dad because he's a cowboy, he would say, melt like butter into the saddle. That's when you start to take your power back with the horse, that you're not afraid, you're in control. And that's the same thing as the energetic of grace. It's like, oh my God, nothing about all of this probably feels, you know, like I want to be in grace, but it's all about how can you melt like butter back into that seat.
A few weeks later, I was driving. I was listening to supported episode 44, and I had to pause the episode because the examples that Lacey was using for those who had written in, the energetics of them, the situations were not the same. They were similar, but not the same, but the energetics were spot on. And I realized that like a download was coming in. So I had to pause the episode and just like let this thing come in. What I realized was that when I was 8 years old, I had three experiences within a few months of each other that I had been conscious of for years. And I've taken through like inner child integration and, you know, reparent all the stuff. I'd taken them through that. But I didn't realize that they had impacted me in more ways than the ones I'd already taken through the work. My third grade teacher chose me out of our whole class to participate in the Gifted and Talented Education program because she saw something in me that was different and good and bright. I had to go test for it one day with other kids from my school, and I was so terrified of doing something wrong that I played it safe when going through the testing and I didn't follow my intuition. And a couple weeks later, we learned that I didn't get in. So my 8-year-old self learned that I was neither gifted nor talented because I had taken the test and the answer was no. Soon after that, my mom's friend had booked a car commercial in our small town, and he reached out to my mom to see if I would be interested in coming in to talk to the casting people. The commercial was a family, and he'd been cast to play the dad. So my mom and brother and I went down to talk to them, and Later, my mom got a call saying that they had actually already cast the daughter, but they needed a mom and a brother, and would my mom and brother like to be in the commercial? And they said yes, and I got to watch my brother miss a day of school and make a chunk of money and spend that money, and same with my mom. And shortly after that, my mom brought home a present for me, I think because she felt bad that these things kept happening. It was a long skirt and a top, and I loved it. It was so special. I loved it. One day, I left it at a friend's house, and the next morning, she showed up at school wearing it, and she said that her mom had told her that because she and I were friends, she was allowed to wear the skirt without asking me. And she stretched it out and she ripped it. And these three things, when looking at them through that lacy lens, showed me that when others see something good in me, or they see that I'm worthy of receiving something good, it will not come through. Or it will come through, but it will be taken away or ruined, or I will be passed over for this good thing. And that all came while I was driving. I knew immediately that I needed to take them through the work and reprogram each of those things because they were what was keeping this vial from actually coming through. My ex-husband believed I was worthy of receiving this good thing and he was doing everything he could on his end. But I wasn't aligned with it subconsciously. I was the one preventing it and keeping myself in this subconscious pattern that I had lived in for decades. So the next morning, I was getting my kids ready for school, and I got a text from my ex that said, good news, I was able to line up the funds. And I wrote back, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful. Thank you. I'm so grateful. I won't count my chickens until they're in my bank account, but I really hope that this comes through with ease. And his response was, exactly, after hearing silence or no for months, we had two yeses come through yesterday within 10 minutes of each other. It was crazy. And I never asked him what time those yeses came through, but I know they came through because I found the root of the issue while listening to Supported and had the tools and the pathway to fix it. And though I didn't receive double, I know that I manifested a double portion, which has expanded the crap out of me.
There's not a ton to say on this one because she so clearly outlined exactly what her trigger was, where she picked it up, what workshop she needed to work it through in order to relieve all of this financial scarcity and bam, get her manifestation to come through in twofold, literally. And she highlighted it so perfectly. So as did guest number one. So if you want to go back and revisit Financial Scarcity into Peace, you can see her roundup in the show notes of exactly how she took that trigger through the workshops and supported and then eventually reaped the benefits from it. If you too are interested in being a guest for Everyday Energetics, go ahead and submit in the link below, and we look forward to bringing you this deeper education of how you can take your manifestation practice way deeper, step by step, to connect with every manifestation you're looking for. Now, if you found that episode expansive, please share to anybody who could use the energetics of what's happening right now and how to continue manifesting during this time and certainly on the other side of it. Your friends, family, please share that with anybody who could use it and find it helpful right now. I also want to announce our 5-star winner because every single month we end up picking a member. We end up picking a person who's left a 5-star review. You can go and review now. And we pick somebody and we gift them a 1-year membership to the pathway. We choose a new one each month. So here, let's go for the one that we're choosing this month. So here is one by C. Zora. So that's C-Z-O-U-R-A. Please get in touch with us so we can give you your 1-year membership to the pathway. Here's what you had to say. I've never written a podcast review before because I've never been particularly moved by one until now. I'm finding myself taking so many notes, constantly nodding in agreement, and my vibration raising through the roof, getting chills and feeling electric in my body as truths are being shared left and right. I've already shared my notes with one of my best friends, and even from my messy notes, I could feel that they honestly helped her shift her perspective. I hope I can share this with as many people as I possibly can because this is the message humans need right now. Thank you so much. It was a really beautiful, wow, I'm taking that in. That was really, really beautiful. So definitely get in touch with us. And for anybody else who is really looking for some answers from my favorite financial teacher at the moment, you've heard of him, Ramit Sethi. He's the author of I Will Teach You to Be Rich. He will be on next week's episode, so tune in for that. Have a great weekend.